Life is not easy at all. There's going to be challenges. You're going to get beat down. That's the way life is.
So you sort of put a mask on your face and you go home and lay in your bed when no one's looking at you, when you don't have to impress anybody and you're yourself. And fear comes in. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope?
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now you can either accept that or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem and you solve the next one.
Whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. Sometimes you have to just back up and go within yourself and pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up, the perseverance to see it through, the never say die attitude.
You ask me, bro, what do you want? Man, I want to be diamond. Tell me something I don't know. Everybody wants it. But the raw reality of it is, everybody don't get it. And the crazy thing is, if you want it, you can get it. It's not like somebody is stopping you or holding a gun to your head and telling you you can't get it. It's a matter of will. It's a matter of hard work. It's just a matter of dedication.
You tell yourself, I won't give up. When that depression hits you, come out of nowhere, you tell yourself, I won't give up.
There's no guarantee that because somebody is now down on their luck, they can never come back. Who can guarantee that you can't make it, that you can't have your dream? Who can guarantee that you can't do what you want to do? No one can do that. No one can predict that. You don't know what the possibilities are for your life.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
All we need to do is we look at our dreams, as we get ready to hit the floor, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
The key with me is no one will outwork me. No one. I love and I respect you guys. Motherfuckers won't outwork me. All starts with this. Two hands. Putting it to work.
You cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stands. The elevator don't go to the top, man. Not in the world of success. You gotta take the stands. Y'all gotta start getting gritty, man. I hate it when I see young people wasting their time, wasting all this technology got, just sitting around in this world that's been created for you, that everything is instant. But if you could combine your technology with your parents and your grandparents' work ethic, you could be rich, man.
Just ask yourself this week, do people know you for your work ethic? Are people like, man, you work hard? Are people actually commenting about you showing up early and staying late? Because if they're not, you're just blending in with everybody else's work ethic. At the end of the day, talent will not win the game. It is work ethic that will win the game.
You got to get gritty, man. You got to develop some dog in you. You got to get messed up sometime. You got to get dirty. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. But in order to get the life of convenience, you got to have a very uncomfortable life. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
And you're always going to have haters, and haters are like, well, damn, man, how much are you going to do? Like, you do a lot of shit. I say, yes, it's my ambition. Of course, you got to work every day. It doesn't end. And when shit goes bad and it goes sideways, or coming through this injury, or people are you writing you off, it should drive you.
If you're going to get it, you're going to have that dog. You got an opportunity. So here's the deal. When you have an opportunity, why would you give 80%, 70%? Why wouldn't you always give 120%? From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. Every time you practice, you don't care what the circumstances, what the situation is, every single time you give it 120%. It doesn't mean you're gonna score every time, but you can always give 120% effort.
If you want to be great, if you want to get the recognition, if you want to get f***ing paid, if you want all of the things that you dream about, there is only one way to guarantee that you will have those things. Only one. And that is becoming so f***ing good at what you do, no matter what it is you do, that it is undeniable that other people recognize how great you are. Becoming undeniable is not something that sticks with you in a certain role. It's a character trait that you fucking develop. That means any place that you are put, you will put in the work, you will learn the skills, you will improve your arsenal to become the undeniable best in that role. And if you have that attitude, to where it doesn't matter if you're cooking French fries or you're making $10 billion business deals, you are going to be the absolute best that you can fucking be. And there's nothing that can stop you. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are. It doesn't matter who your fucking parents are. Dude, we can make every excuse in the book. But I promise you, for every excuse you can make, there are literally thousands of people who had it harder than you that have done what the fuck you want to do. There is nothing that can fucking stop you when you become so skilled that every single person around you sees that and it recognizes that. And that is a habit. That is not a gift. That is something that you can create. It's a skill you can learn. So develop the skill of becoming undeniable if you really want to guarantee your success. Be fucking great. Put the time in to learn the skills. Put the skills into practice and make a commitment to becoming so good that all your peers say, that's the motherfucker that's the best. And if you can do that, you cannot be stopped.
You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. When you're not doing what coach telling you to do. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do and you're doing your own stuff. You become a champion in the dark when ain't nobody looking. You don't become no champion when you put no doggone helmet on. You become a champion the way you eat. You become a champion the way you think. You become a champion in your grind. And you just get on stage and you shine. It's about a commitment to you. That's what's wrong with a lot of you. Because you want somebody else to be more committed to you than you want to be to yourself. And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
I'm shocked more people are on beast mode. There are people who live from check to check and they comfortable. Listen to me. Unless you number one in your industry, you shouldn't be chilling. And if you number one in your industry, you got enough common sense to know you better not be chilling. So I need that dog.
Execute, execute, execute. Why? Because when you get results, you get rewards. If you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up. You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. Chase your passions. Everything. Like passion, 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 passion. Passion's good. Like the world's gonna be like, yay, passion. When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts. So it's different. If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential. You're not there yet. Because somebody in your life should say, man, you really care about this in like a crazy way.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly. You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie.
I'm obsessed with improvement. Every day I'm getting better. There are those of you
you with phones. And every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology, and you've not upgraded yourself. So listen to me. There are those of you saying, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you are a consumer and not a producer. If you're going to go to the next level, your values are going to have to change. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go. And people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. And I dare you, under every single circumstance, keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day. It's the early mornings, late nights where you grind when everyone else has gone home every single day.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece, and that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds, there's no cheering sections, all that shit. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself, and you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges. Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed, but you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece.
When we look at the masters, when we look at the best business people, we say she's gifted, she's smarter than me. She just somehow knows more than me. She's got a better education. She had an easier background. She got lucky. You've heard the cliche, because it's true. The harder I work, the luckier I get.
They don't see these motherfuckers, man. What they deal with every fucking day. I'm not good enough. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker is still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
I'm not the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. I'm not the smartest guy. But I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
I guarantee you, when you do it, nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it. You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself, than your dream, than your goals.
And if you're going to make it happen, everything in the world has to become secondary. You've got to become obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy. You discipline yourself every day to do what is required. You sweat, you suffer, you endure, and at the end of it all, you win.
It begins right now as no one looking, man. How you hold yourself, how you see yourself. What do you do when no one's watching? If you do it then, I guarantee you, you'll be doing it when everyone's watching. If today you never say good enough, tomorrow you'll always have enough.
I'm unstoppable. This will not get get me down. You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action.
We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. No, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it, it's hard. And you are the determining factor. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it. Write down 5 reasons why it is worth it for you to become a diamond, to experience that level of achievement. What is it that will give you the drive? What is it that will ignite the courage in you to get up and come back again and again and again? How is it that you would be able, what reasons that can tap in to that deep down feeling that goes to your gut, that no matter how many times you get knocked down, that you're coming back?
Listen to me. This is how you do it first, over 6-7 years ago, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we rehearsed the dream, we looked at the dream, we talked about the dream, we slept with the dream, we woke up to the dream, we wore the dream, and now, boom, it's all reality. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, then when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming.
You got to get messed up sometime. You got to get dirty. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You're going to ask somebody for some money. He going to tell you no. That's just dirt. See, you get tripped out because you got dirt on you. But you need dirt on you to develop. Because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrients. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. See, you got to have dirt on you to push through something. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed, but that seed got to get dirt on it. See, you get mad when haters come your way. You get mad because you get a setback. You get mad because you get thrown off course. You get mad because you get a detour. That's just dirt. You get mad because they talking about you. That's dirt. You get mad because you lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what God got for you.
You have to learn to turn and look at every obstacle as an opportunity.
You got to get gritty, man. You got to develop some dog in you.
Life is going to throw some serious blows, some body blows, and they go hurt. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success. No pain, no gain.
Pain has a purpose. Don't go through it. Grow through it.
Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize. And I challenge you to push yourself.
When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point, doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, the weight is gonna get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within.
The decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
Take ownership. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Take ownership of your mistakes, take ownership of your shortfalls, take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it. But somehow they got to look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one. You push back. You need to get obsessed. You got to get relentless. You got to be a road dog. You got to get intense. You got to have a permeating attitude that you're going to win. You got to have a positive outlook. You got to be optimistic. You got to know you're going to win. You got to, and right now, you got to say, I'm going to win. I'm gonna win. My life is gonna win. There's gonna be a victorious life here. Because listen to me, the price you pay for losing here is too extreme. You have to carry the burden of failure the rest of your life.
As we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, activating the thinker in us and disciplining and putting on hold the emotional part of ourselves, it's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better. Something you should affirm to yourself every day. Repeat this, please. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it. Takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again.
Success is like a quiet daily set of tasks. Real, real small. It's like that quiet walk to the gym. Some empty ass gym late at night, over and over and over. Or as I sit there studying other great people and then comparing it with what I'm doing and looking at it, over and over and over. Doing 20 minutes of quiet meditation a day, over and over and over. Making the choice to eat foods that enhance my brain neurotransmitters, over and over and over. It's a very quiet process where you're just drawing your state from within yourself, doing these like simple little tasks, but finding love in those simple little tasks. It's not this big rah-rah speech where you do this one thing and something big happens.
When we look at the leading sales professions of the world, when we look at the best business people, we say, she's gifted, she's smarter than me, she just somehow knows more than me, she's got a better education, she had an easier background, she got lucky. You've heard the cliche because it's true. The harder I work, the luckier I get. I'm an ordinary person, but I focused on my craft. I had a burning desire to be excellent. I love what I do. Sharing in my books and speaking is my oxygen, it's my DNA. 4 a.m, I get up and I'm working in my craft because I love it. I love it.
The process is just as important as the actual prize, because the process is going to make you, the deeper the process, the greater the reward.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work.
Because he loves the process.
Every-
Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it.
The 9-to-5 person, they make a sale and they're excited. When you get to my level and you get one thing, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level. A true hunter hunts. A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. I understand it is in the process that you get better. It's in the process that don't nobody know your name, and 5 years later, you're one of the best in the world. Why? The process. I don't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm broke. Then why do you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Because I ain't finished yet.
Fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear. Put people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? You've got to ask yourself, how long am I going to allow this to hold me back?
You cannot let your fear hold you back from your destiny. You have to feel the fear and do it anyway. Do it broke, do it scared, do it nervous, do it trembling, do it on your knees, do it with help, do it on crutches, do it in a wheelchair, because you don't want to end up in a nursing home sitting on a bedpan wondering what would have happened if you'd only had more courage. You don't want to end up in an old folks home and your dying thought is, I wish I had a.
You don't have as many opportunities in life to take that gamble and allow life to play you. You must play life.
Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go. Well, I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. This is something I have got to do. Now, will it be turbulent? Yes. Will it be easy? No. Will you have some opposition? Yes. Will I make a lot of mistakes? Yes. Will I get hurt? Yes. But guess what? There's no gain without pain.
How'd you stand the race, Les, when you lost your money, lost your car, had no place to stay, sleeping in people's houses, on their floor, on their couch? How do you handle the times when you were borrowing money and couldn't pay it back? You felt humiliated when people you love who didn't believe in you told you you ain't nothing. How do you keep on coming back again and again? Or you've lost your business, or lost your job, or lost your home, and you've been completely devastated. How do you come back?
Oh, let me tell you something. It's possible.
The greatest achievement in somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's giving up on them. They're dead broke on their back. They're just now left with the intestinal fortitude, the pride within. Do I want to stay on the bottom of this barrel or do I climb the fuck out of this hole? It's at that point when everything's lost that everything can be gained.
You've got to remind yourself, I know I got what it takes to do this. And it's necessary that you go at it with everything in you, pulling deep down within, challenging yourself.
Once you have that belief, that's so strong, that overrides the crowds and split, the adversities, anything, you welcome that shit. Because that right there is supposed to fucking happen. Because without that kind of abuse on you, you will not become the battle-tested, proven champion that holds the title, has the value of the title. You must go through those ends.
What do you do when you have been telling yourself you can reach a goal and you're losing every day? What do you do when you've lost your spirit, you've lost your job, you lost everything, life been devastated? Once you are defeated in your mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's all over.
Your problem is your pain has identified you. Your pain has weakened you. You have a choice how you respond to your pain.
And some of you in this room, for real, I'm just going to be honest with you, you're getting wimpy on me. You're getting soft on me. You are not the only person that's been through a divorce, boo. Get over it. You're not the first one. You won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one. The question is, what you going to do about it?
I know what it is to walk the floor and you don't know how you're going to make it when people no longer believe in you. And you all you got. And you got to say to yourself, when you fail again and again, they tell you no. Sometimes with tears in your eyes, it's possible. When life stagger you, the thing that'll get you up on your knees and get you standing in the center of the ring and find something from somewhere deep down in to keep on slugging and keep on fighting is, it's possible. It's possible. If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. When you're facing defeat, disappointment, seem like life has rid you off and everybody say you can't do it. You don't have what it takes. All you need to affirm that in spite of this, it's possible that I can do it.
So what makes ET different than everybody else? Every year I just kept going and I kept going and I kept going and I kept saying one day gonna be my day. But you know what I'm not gonna do? I'm not gonna quit in the process. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. I paid too much. Listen to me. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. I will greet this day with love in my heart, and I will overcome evil. And the problem with some of you in this room, you will never be great, because every time you go through pain, every time you go through a problem, every time you go through discouragement, you give up and you quit, and you do not understand that at the end of pain is your millions. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So do me a favor. Stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it. I'm talking to you. You're going through a storm right now. And I'm telling you that this too shall pass, like every storm that has come to you. And I'm telling you, whatever you're going through right now, if you can just muster up enough strength to hold on and hold out, if you do not quit, if you do not give up, it's coming, baby. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to finish school. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to pass that bar exam. You keep going. You keep studying. You keep writing. You keep singing. You keep rapping. You keep boxing. You keep fighting. You keep dribbling. You just keep on keeping on. And if you persevere, every storm that's come, it will pass. Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain.
Look up, get up, and don't ever give up.
Stop telling your visions to other people, because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating, getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining driving a really nice car? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because the universe is talking to you. It's showing you something that it has for you.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself independent of the feedback. The day that you allow the opinions of the outside world to dictate the way you feel about yourself, it is the beginning of the end of you living a blessed and self-loving, secure life. It is not the car that I drive or any of the jewelry that I own or the size of my house that defines my self-worth. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm hot when you don't think I'm hot. I'm amazing when you don't think I'm amazing. I love me even if you stop loving me. You can say the nastiest, meanest, evilest shit that you could ever conjure up. It will never change the way I feel about myself.
I am great and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am phenomenal and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am going to do great things and I don't owe anybody an apology.
Stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you want in your life. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. You've got to say, yes, I can make it. The last chapter to my life has not been written yet. If you judge me now, you'll judge me prematurely. I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming. Yes.
Yes! It's your dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it, and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do. I was created to do great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission.
I don't expect you to believe in my dream like I believe in my dream. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
I need specifics. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific. It's time to put your pieces together of your puzzle. I put mine together. I put this life together. I made this happen. Nobody helped me to get here. I had to get up. I had to go to class. I had to read. I had to study. I had to write. I understood that the dream is real, but the lifestyle is real. You gotta earn it. Let the dream strip you. Let it remake and mold you. Life's gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop crying. Be demanding.
There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove, where being mediocre, being like average, just fucking burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your fucking ass, and you create something that's always been there. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, keep going. You're a wild man. It's within you. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they were willing to work their fucking ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It wasn't about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest fucking worker in the room.
Game. All I got is the A game. I ain't got a B game. I ain't got a C game. When I finish, people are relying on me. Some of y'all, when you get on the field, you forgot what it was like when you was hustling in high school playing ball. When you were in college, hustling to get to this point. But the difference between me and most people is you might be sweeter than me. You might be bigger than me. You might grind. Listen to me. I don't know. You might have money. I don't know where you come from, but you will not outwork me. Every single time. Nobody gave me this. I earned it. Life wasn't a crystal stair for me. Didn't nobody give me a network. I earned a network. Everybody say, E, how did you crack the code? I grinded my way through the code. That's how I cracked it. Get up. Act like you playing basketball. Act like you playing football. Compete. That's what bothers me. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete. Act like you playing football. Go in that doggone classroom. Compete. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. I'm not against no other motivational speaker. I'm just competitive. You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. You're giving 50. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears, you want what they pay for, and it ain't free. And you got to get to a point where you are so locked in, you are so centered, that you don't hear anything around you. All you hear is the dream saying, let's go, E.T. One more class, E.T. One more hour, E.T. Push, E.T. Push, E.T. Push. We're not going to wait. We're going to do work. We're going to put in work. Because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded.
No matter what happens, keep moving forward.
We all go through pain. Get a reward for you. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for. You don't need no support for. There's something in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this. I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can beat it. I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. You think it's gonna be easy? Forget about it. All right, don't even try to be successful. It's a wrap. It's not going to be easy. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's gonna take its place? Success. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. I'm unbreakable now.
Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want. Impose your will on it. Life will give in to you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give in to you. Whenever you start, you make sure you finish. If you do not kill me, you will not stop my drive. No petty adversity will not stop me. I have to complete every mission that I set out on.
Your mind and attitude is all you need to be successful. That's all you need. You don't need to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't need money. You don't even need folks that like you. As long as you believe in you, you got the right mindset, you got the right attitude, we can make it happen. I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude and you can control your mindset.
You get one shot. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better make the kind of decisions that's going to take you to the NBA. You better make the right decisions that's going to take you to the NFL. You better make the right decisions that are going to land you the next best rapper, the next business tycoon. It's one thing to talk about your destiny. It's one thing to dream about your destiny. But it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, saying no to quit when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said don't stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Most of the time, we don't have someone there to keep us in line, to make us do push-ups and give us a good swift kick in the ass when we slack off. What we have to do is we have to be our own sergeant, to hold the highest standards and allow no slack.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
All men are created equal. Some just work harder.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you're going to have to act like you got all the energy in the world. Why? Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
Every decision you make, the decisions you make on Monday, the decisions you make on Tuesday, the decisions you make on Wednesday, if you decide to hit the snooze button, what you're doing is you 10 minutes away from your goal now. You just went backwards. So whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, whatever your destiny is, your decisions have to be in alignment with them. Now, if you want to be broke for the rest of your life, keep doing what you're doing. But if you want something different in life, you got to do something different.
You got to go all in. And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mouth. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationships, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
It's one thing to talk about your destiny. It's one thing to dream about your destiny. But it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Yep, it's tough. It's hard. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to sacrifice. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to grind. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but I can tell you this. It will be worth the sacrifice if you can grind your way through it.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you.
Just make up your mind. This is not going to control you.
You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it. And you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy. When you want to change, it's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm going to turn this situation around. I'm not going to sit back and moan and cry over what happened and what went wrong and who did what. I'm going to do something about this situation.
When God gives you a dream, the dream will always be tested. The pressure in your life right now has a purpose. It's not crushing you. It's pushing what's on the inside of you out. It shows you who you are.
It's a dog fight. It hasn't been easy. It's a dog fight. The road hadn't been successful. Like, it's just a paved road. And like each he go this way, it's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight.
I choose to fight back.
Life is rough. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up. Draw the line, ladies and gentlemen, and just say enough is enough.
Get out of that narrow-mindedness. Get out of that defeated mentality. Get away from that circle. Get away from those people that don't wish you any good. Get away from those people that don't want you to succeed. Get out of the tent. Get out!
There's nothing as powerful as the human spirit. You can't destroy it. You can pervert it, but you can't destroy it.
If you lose a job, keep the faith. If you lose the spouse, keep the faith. If you have to downsize, keep the faith. If you have to move in with your mama, keep the faith. If you're at your wits' end, keep the faith. If you have to catch the bus, keep the faith. If you have to dumb, keep the faith. If you get sick, keep the faith. If you lose your kidneys, keep the faith. If you got heart trouble, keep the faith. You might not get a new heart, but you gotta keep your faith.
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
There is not a day that I get out of bed. There is not a fucking day that I wake up that I don't feel like going back to sleep, or that I don't have anxiety about what my day is going to bring. And I'm nervous and I'm scared and I'm like, fuck, all right, what do I got to handle today? And you know what I do? I wake up and I go handle it.
Ideas are dime a dozen. People say, oh, I got a great idea. Everybody's got a great idea. The real question is, can you execute? Can you get yourself to follow through? That's the only way that you're going to expand.
Making a freaking plan is the easy part. And you have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team. Whatever you're a part of, it's bigger than you, man.
Many of you have given control of your life to your feelings. You got to take back control right now. You must harden your fucking mind. You got to discipline yourself. When it's time to rise, you fucking rise. When it's time to work, you fucking work.
Regardless of how you feel, you got to execute on your mission. You don't give yourself the option to take it easy. You don't make excuses. You don't blame anything, any person, because this is your life. You're the one who's responsible.
Do you think Michael Jordan was interested in just being a basketball player? Do you think Kobe Bryant was just interested in winning championships? Do you think Tom Brady is just interested in being an NFL quarterback? Your mindset has to change right now. Interested is a fucking hobby. That's what interested is. That means you can't make a decision. If you want to win, you want what's next, you can't be interested. You have to be obsessed.
Winners don't cut corners. Winners don't avoid problems. Winners don't make excuses.
Winners do whatever the f*** they've got to do to be a winner.
Don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. Start today. Start now. Start being who you're supposed to be and doing what you're supposed to do now.
Time is running out on you. There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got to do it fast. You have to quit being so casual. You got to work like your life depends on it, because it does.
Things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time. It's not just gonna happen. You gotta make it happen. Go make things happen.
Excellence is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny.
When you said, I'm all in, were you really all in? Let me tell you what the cost of being all in is. Early mornings, late nights, being misunderstood, having very few friends, being your own cheerleader. Are you those things? People always talk about, oh, you know, you got to work smarter and not harder. No, you got to work smarter and you got to work harder.
There's no shortcuts, no hacks. It's hard work, determination, and grit. Stop looking for the easy ways and start believing in the process.
You want to win? Make movement. Move forward. Go fucking execute. Go fucking work. Because it's not in the dreaming. It's in the doing. If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.